This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here in the third hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, a free website has to be paid by somebody, and thank goodness we've got great sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors like An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and I can tell you, it's one of my son's favorite books. He carries it around with him. It's getting ragged. He calls it Libby. It's An Island Called Liberty, and it's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of it could be one of any child's favorites, you know, your children included. I think that it's probably aimed best at you know, audiences from say 4 to 7, that kind of thing. However, Jack's 2 and he really enjoys it. He thinks it's great. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there. Order it today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. And I'll tell you, you know, kids need to be educated on the ideas of liberty early. And this is a great way to do it. Freemarketunderdog.com.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The news is out of Geneso. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Geneso? In New York. According to WHEC.com, we all know smoking is banned in restaurants here in New York, but one village is taking it a step further and banning it outside. The Geneso Village Board has passed a law that makes it illegal to smoke in public parks or in the village parking lot. So they haven't gone all the way yet. They haven't banned it fully from outdoors, but they're, you know, little baby steps here. You gotta take baby steps with these with folks, or well, they get really upset. The law was approved just last week at a village board meeting. Smokers will not be allowed to light up at all 4 of the village parks, and that includes Highland Park, which village officials say is most always busy with people and sports. Smoking will also be banned in the downtown municipal parking lot, even if you're smoking in your car. The fines won't be cheap. They'll go all the way up to $250. You know, I wonder if they, I wonder if the city employees will still have a special place where they can go and smoke.
Oh, I can't imagine. That's what the purpose of this is. This is some smoking Nazi type city commissioners who say, you know, likely have smoked at some point in their life, because nobody is as against smoking
as
the former smokers. So it's likely some former smokers who are on the city council that say, I don't want to see anybody smoking here at all. I suspect this is actually for the public employees.
Meaning they're targeting the public employees with this?
It's why else would they go after the county parking or the city parking lot?
Because, well, I mean, it's easier for them to control the city's property, I suppose, than other people's.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that this is to go after them.
Smoking is a pretty nasty habit. Hopefully I'll be quitting someday, so I don't have a problem with it because
What you're thinking is that you know, government employees give deference to other government employees, and it's absolutely true. However, they're looking out for their best interests here. That's how smoking, you know, one of the ways that smoking, you know, when you let people vote on smoking. In Sarasota, Florida, the smoking ban was, I think it was in all of Florida, actually, the state of Florida. It was passed through an amendment to the Constitution.
That's right.
In a majority 70, vote.
70%.
It went with 70%. And it basically, you're looking at, you know, 25% of the population smokes, and then a certain amount of them believe that people have the rights to control their body. And that was just the 30% that voted for.
Yeah.
The others say, well, you know, it's bad for your health. You shouldn't do it.
We know best.
So they don't. Well, you know, that's kind of the way they see it. It is bad for your health, and you probably shouldn't smoke cigarettes. But I don't think that, you know, voting out people's right to do it is the right answer.
Well, according to David Kuleza, a smoker who supports the ban, he says that hopefully he'll be quitting someday, but he doesn't have a problem with it because people have the right to be away from smoke. So he's in favor of the ban. Mike Woods, non-smoker who supports the ban, says it's another incentive for people to stop smoking altogether. Because I think that's what New York is trying to do. They're trying to help people quit smoking. Now, I noticed they didn't interview any smokers who are against this. Now the law does not ban smoking on village sidewalks or public roadways, which smokers say is, wow, man, this is a messed up article. Let me give you this sentence here. They actually capitalized the word help. They are trying to help people quit smoking. They capitalized the H
right
in help right in the middle of the sentence. And then there's this sentence here. Now the law does not ban smoking on village sidewalks or public roadways, which smokers say it is a big reason they're okay with the ban. Does that not flow very well? I mean, is it just me, or is that – that's bad, right? That's a really bad sentence.
Yes.
You don't need the now in the front of that sentence. Now the law does not ban smoking. How about the law does not ban smoking? Completely unnecessary. And then which smokers say it is a big reason they're okay with the ban? Just a mess. Village officials say the law will be in effect in about a month, and they will put up signs to warn people. So that from WHEC.com, Geneso, New York. You're welcome to share the latest smoking ban news from your area because we can't keep up with it all. These sorts of things are popping up everywhere. In West Virginia, they've got smoking bans going in the bars and restaurants.
Right,
out
and
here in New Hampshire,
that's
bars
a different
and restaurants.
Issue. Bars and restaurants is a different issue than smoking in public places because the public places are allegedly owned by us all, whereas the bars and restaurants are owned by the people they're owned by. So I should be able to let people smoke in my house. I should be able to let people smoke in my business. If you don't like that I let people smoke in my business, there's another business down the street that doesn't.
Well,
go there.
Oh, I should be able to smoke. As long as we have public property, I should be able to smoke there, too.
Right. I agree, but that's not – it's a different issue.
I agree with that, yes.
The issue there is if you don't protect other people's rights to do something. If you can't smoke outside, where the heck are you going to smoke?
In some places, you can't smoke in your own home. That was what California had done. There was one city or town or whatever.
Essentially,
in California,
if your cigarette smoke bothers the person in an adjacent unit, whether it's a house or apartment
duplex,
or something like
yeah.
that, then you can't smoke there, which
right.
is nutty. But you know, when the thing is everybody does something that somebody else has a problem with, and I don't care whether it's eating cheeseburgers mm-hmm. or chocolate bars or not eating free range chicken or eating meat, period, or scuba diving, skydiving, riding a bicycle, you know, whatever, driving a car. Many people, you know, there are people out there that think the combustion engine was the worst thing ever invented. So you're doing something in your life that somebody else believes is bad, and they need to control it. And if you let people control the smokers, and I'll agree with you that they're an easy target these days. You know, they're getting more and more, they're fewer and fewer of them, and their habit tends to be kind of stinky,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
But if you let them go after the smokers, then who's going to protect you when it comes around to you? If it's okay to go after the smokers in a public place, an open air public place,
yeah.
then, you know, what's next?
That's a great question.
I'm offended by the way some people look. Should I be able to say that the fat, ugly people aren't allowed outside?
People are calling for a ban on all toplessness around here. Some people are calling for that. I guess they're not really calling for it anymore because the Topless Tuesday thing went away. The ladies that were taking their tops off in the local public park. Of course, the Liberty activists were accused of being behind that, but it didn't seem to really have anything to do with them.
And doesn't
local
seem
folks.
Entirely inaccurate.
Local ladies that were doing that. Now, to be truthful, last year there was a Liberty activist who did take her top off. But the local event with people taking their tops off upset people so much. Some people were so upset by some women having their tops off in public that they called for all toplessness to be banned. So that's you're right, Mark. I mean, people... You never know what kind of crazy crap they're going to come up with as far as stuff to prohibit. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And, I mean, really? You want to put somebody in a jail cell for smoking a cigarette or for taking their top off? Really? Because
well,
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about jail here. If you don't pay those fines,
right, that's what
you're going to jail.
You've got to say it properly is that it's going to be a fine. But if you choose not to pay the fine for whatever reason, you don't feel that it's right or just. I mean, if you want to be civilly
damn right.
disobedient, the question is, do you want to throw civilly disobedient smokers in jail for this?
No.
Is that what you want to spend my tax money on? Because I'm not interested in.
Whether it's smokers or people not wearing their seatbelts or using a cell phone while driving, whatever. Is it worth it to put someone in a cage? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What other crazy smoking ban stories we missed? Fill us in if you'd like, or bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat. because our chat room is built into the very same page. It's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
No, it's not free. It's paid for by Memory Dealers at memorydealers.com. You can go and go to Memory Dealers. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They've got memory for regular computers there. They've got all kinds of connectivity equipment. As a matter of fact, they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. All the optical transceivers out there that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, and they're at up to 99% off of list price. Go there and look. I mean, you'll see that these prices are incredible. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. To your phone calls and the fun. Dave is in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, smoking only takes the last 10 years off your life, and there's no fun anyway. You got to spend the most money to stay alive and all that crap. You can't get laid. You got to worry about your heart and all this. So why do you even worry about it? You know, did any of these non-smokers ever look into a car after it hits a brick wall or another car at 70 miles an hour? Tell me what's more dangerous, driving your car or smoking a cigarette? Come on. Well,
I think the statistics bear out that smoking cigarettes is more dangerous than driving cars. And I would also like to point out...
3 million people get hurt a year driving a car. Only 120,000 die smoking.
Right. Well, now you're taking hurt versus die.
Well, they're worried. They don't care if you die or not. They're just worried about you spending the money from the insurance company. That's
right.
All
which would point out that, in fact, your quality of life in your last 10 years as a smoker is probably just as bad, if not worse, as the quality of life as being a non-smoker. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's much defense of the activity of smoking for unhealth here, Dave.
Hey, I called up because I was wondering, what do you think of this idea? I think the oil industry should gather together, gang up, like the Allies did against D-Day, you know, on D-Day, and show the world that they ain't the greedy bastards that we think they are. They should attack that gusher and that mess like a fleet of all the oil companies down there, suck it up with the skimmers, gang up on that gusher and contain it, and then they could call it, hey, this is like a customer appreciation action because we are the ones that make them rich. We're the ones that made them so powerful by buying their gas. I think it's the responsibility of the whole industry to gang up on this thing. What do you say?
I don't think so.
You don't think what?
The whole industry is responsible for BP?
Responsible. I see that he was talking about, you know, building...
The esprit de corps of the oil industry. They're on the most of the people want to rip them down and destroy them and throw them away.
Yeah.
They're killing the planet.
If they gathered
together and joined forces and got that thing under control, they would show the world that, hey, maybe they are, you know, not the greedy bastards they are.
I think that it would definitely create, you know, customer appreciation and loyalty, and they should do it.
I think
you're right.
So.
Well, then you get into a situation where who's going to be in charge and who's going to point fingers at who?
They're smart people. They're honorable. They should be anyway. They could work that out. You know,
if somebody makes a mistake, then who's responsible for that?
That's another thing. The insurance industry got everybody by the balls. Oh, you can't do that because our insurance policy won't allow you. They only can work 15 minutes. Oh, we got to get the permission from the wildlife people. We got to get the permission from this people. Everybody's strangling each other from doing it. You know what I mean?
Nobody's
given permission. There's too many chiefs. Not enough. There's enough Indians, and there's too many chiefs. We got. It's just crazy what's going on, and it shows how greedy they are. They're all worried about money. You hear them talking about the 20 billion this, the other billion this. Just get on it and clean it up and get to work, man.
They're trying to clean it up, right? I mean, they're working on
well,
that.
How could you clean it up when it's still gushing?
I don't know.
That's
clearly,
insanity.
They're still. clearly they're doing what they can. I don't know what the details are.
What they could. And then the one guy calls us the small people, and then they try to make an excuse that he can't speak English. That guy knows how to speak English. They think of us as the small people, man.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
And they should just show us that they don't think that and gang up and get this thing done. And they could do it, man.
Dave, thank you for the suggestion. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always, at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jim is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing tonight?
Jim's great. What's on your mind?
Yesterday you were talking about a murder case here in Illinois where the Will County Sheriff's Department, I believe it was, badly bungled the murder investigation. They charged, I believe it was the Riley Fox murder case, they charged the father with the murder, then the DNA evidence came out, said that he didn't do it. And
right, he actually had a coerced confession, they coerced a confession out of him, allegedly, and then he retracted that and the DNA exonerated him, yes.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Will County, Illinois, and for those of us who live in the Chicago area know that if you want to commit a crime, you come to Will County. Over the last 5-6 years, there have been 4 high-profile unsolved cases in Will County. First of all, well, maybe not unsolved, but badly bungled. First of all, the Riley Fox case you talked about last night. There was another case in the town of Plainfield in Will County. A woman went missing. It was very high profile in the Chicago area, and they all of a sudden, just one day, you just stopped hearing about it. Nothing new, nothing more about it. There was another case on the far eastern part of Will County, where a lone gunman, went into a Lane Bryant clothing store and basically killed six or seven women in the store.
Gosh.
Never found the guy. They had his car on videotape, and there was one survivor of the massacre, and they still could never find the guy or get the guy. This was in Will County. And the highest profile case, which has been all over the news, was the chief of police in Bolingbrook, Illinois, which is also in Will County, Drew Peterson, killed his third wife. They claimed it was an accident, and then they covered it up. And now his fourth wife has gone missing. Can't find her. They finally got the guy in jail, but they can't do anything about the case.
The chief of police allegedly killed his own wives.
I believe he was the chief of police. If he wasn't the chief of police, he was very, very high up in the village or the city of Bolingbrook.
You know, I think really what it is that you've paid attention. Because if you look at the solve rates of murders around the country, it's pretty dismal all over the place. I don't know if Will County is really that unusual. I think it's just because you were there and you were paying attention. That's my suggestion, and I thank you for the call and the stories. Because, what is it, 80% of murder cases go unsolved or something?
I'd have to see those numbers.
Yeah, they hardly ever solve these things. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet minute when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. If you bring, you dial in at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free for you. Our webcam, also free. The listen lines are free if you've got free long distance, because in order to use the listen lines, you have to call a long-distance number. But if you can get free long distance, then you get to listen to Free Talk Live from any phone that can dial long distance. So it's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And coming up in a week's time, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll start out Thursday night. We'll continue all weekend long. That's not this weekend, but starting next Thursday. So the 24th through the 27th, Free Talk Live will be at the Pork Fest 2010. It's going to be happening same place as last year, Lancaster, New Hampshire, the very northern part of New Hampshire. People will be coming up there from all around the world, and they'll be hanging out, liberty-minded folks, many of them already living in New Hampshire, some of them coming to New Hampshire to move here, some of them considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That's what it's put on by. The Free State Project throws this little bash once per year, and it's just an absolute blast. Hundreds of people hanging out, socializing, engaging in activities with one another, everything from family stuff to parties. It's going to be an absolute blast. Go to porkfest2010.com to get registered. If you wait till the day of, it's going to be $30 at the door. It's $25 in advance. Of course, you also have to, you know, pay for your camping if you're going to be camping out. There are hotels as well. If you don't like the camping thing, you can also stay in a hotel room, though the hotel on site is sold out, so you'll have to go down the road somewhere. There are over 550 people who are currently registered for the event. So it's going to be huge. because far more people than 550 will show up throughout the weekend. People will be in and out. Some people will show up and they won't have registered in advance. They'll just show up and pay at the door. It's going to be a blast. There's a lot happening. Go to porkfest2010.com to get registered to learn more about the activities that'll be going on. And of course, you won't get to learn about it all because there's a lot of stuff that's going on off of the map, so to speak, or off of the official list, just because people in this movement, just they're self-starters. If they don't see what they want on the list of things to do officially, they'll just start their own thing. That's why the Alt Expo is happening, a complete alternative, basically, event that you can attend throughout the weekend. There's a lot going on. Go to porkfest2010.com. There's forums there that might help you find a ride. Maybe you need to hitch a ride with somebody else who's driving up. It's still not too late to put something like that together. I know there are caravans that are going to be coming from across the country. Porkfest 2010, pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-C, 2010.com, Free Talk Live. We'll be broadcasting live, so we'll see you there. Now, Mark, I guess my statistic was incorrect. And I said
it's
earlier...
It's hard to remember all these things.
It is. I said earlier it was 80% of crimes that murders that go unsolved.
And that was actually true of property crimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody steals your bike or your car or something like that, it's... likely that
if you want to back, you better
start driving the streets.
Yeah, you, I think you're better off, handling it on your own. You'd think a private investigator would be a good choice here, but I just don't believe in them. They're sort of hourly employees, mm-hmm. and
how much is the bike worth?
Right. You know? Well, even if it's a valuable piece of equipment or something like that, it just I don't like hourly employees in general. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just the concept bothers me because they're incentivized to burn the clock, not to do their job.
Well, let's talk about the numbers on murder because you pulled them up.
Yeah,
so what
I
you
did.
Got there?
This is from FBI.gov. Of violent crimes of murder and non-negligent manslaughter, forcible rape, robbery, aggravated assault, murder had the highest percentage. 61.2% of offenses cleared. And you can basically say 60% because this number changes year to year.
Yeah.
So they what they call clear, not solve, they clear these cases, and there's several different ways they clear them, but basically it means solved in some way or another. They know who did it. And I think that to some extent you'll see that, essentially violent crimes are about 44.5%. Cleared, but murder is about 60% cleared. Why is murder higher than other violent crimes? Well, because it is higher profile, and they dedicate more people to the job, I would imagine.
Right.
It's their bread and butter. That's why we have police, to solve murders, right?
Hopefully, but...
But I think that murder is also the most likely crime, and this is absolute conjecture, right? My experience with the criminal justice system, and I'm just kind of making it up here because I don't think you can come up with statistics like this, is I think it's the one that people are most likely to be wrongly convicted of. There's 200-plus cases of people that have been exonerated from death row since 1970-something when they brought back the death penalty, the early 70s when they brought back the death penalty. That's an incredible number of people exonerated. I'm not talking about released into regular population, have their sentence commuted down to life. I'm talking about let go. Some of them... a little more than a dozen, less than two dozen were, I believe, they were pardoned by the governor of Illinois, who essentially did it on his way out the door. But you're talking about lots more than 100 people since the early 70s. And those are just the ones that they could prove didn't do it. Plenty of people have gone to the gas chamber, the electric chair, the firing squad, the hangman's noose.
God,
in the United States.
They're doing a firing squad in Utah. Did you hear about that?
Yep. Maintaining their innocence. So this guy demanded to go to the firing squad.
Really?
I think he believed that he would have a better chance of not being executed if he chose this, this archaic form of execution. But, that's speculation on my part again. So basically you're more likely to they're more likely to solve a crime in a smaller community than they are a larger community.
That's what the numbers show here. I've got my story here is from informationliberation.com. Is that the one you're on?
No.
They've got a little chart here that shows that. So your statistic, Mark, was 61% of murders solved across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They replicate that here, and then they break down a few different communities. Boston. This was for 2007. So in Boston, they had
less than 50%, right?
65 murders, and 36% of them were solved. In Vegas...
So that's better than 50%.
No, that's 36% solved.
Oh, 36%. I was thinking 36 murders. Sorry.
No. In Vegas, 75% of their 123 murders were solved. So a lot more murders in Vegas, but more solving there. Fairfax County, Virginia, rural area, 13 murders.
Vegas is a right-to-work state, right? I wonder if their cops are unionized.
I don't know. 115% of the murders in Fairfax County were solved, which is because they solved some murders from the previous year, during that year. So it actually pushed the number over 100%.
Interesting.
San Jose, California, with 76% of their murders solved, 33 people murdered in San Jose. So quite a variety across the country. Looking at just the 161% doesn't really tell the whole story. But the article here points out an interesting fact. According to, again, informationliberation.com, For decades, the share of homicides that police solve has steadily declined from over 90% in the 1960s to 65% today. And it says the trend defies the advances in forensic technology and a federal initiative that has deployed more than 100,000 new cops since the early 90s.
Well, I think it's because they're, cops look bad if they don't have somebody for the murder. And I swear, I've talked to, there's many cases out there you read about. Maybe they're all anecdotal. I don't know. But I think they go and find somebody for that murder.
Do you think, okay, so what you're saying is maybe back in the 1960s they were just getting some sort of patsy?
They find themselves a migrant worker or something like that, mm-hmm. and they go and arrest him and throw him in jail.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. You're probably right about that, but nonetheless, it still is interesting that despite all of the technological advances
and the money,
they're doing worse today. It's just like with the government education. Back in the 1950s, before the federal government took over and the amount of money increased dramatically, there was better education, and even in the government schools. The government schools have been getting worse the more money they throw at it, and similarly here, the murder rates. Solving the murders, those rates getting lower over time as well.
Yeah. Nationwide in 2007, only 40% of arson offenses were cleared by arrest or exceptional means.
All right. So if you want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to do so. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. To get on the air here, let's take a different direction on this, since we're talking about criminal cases. Mentioned on the show recently that Warren Jeffs, his charges have been dropped. We never got into some of the detail there. This is the polygamist guy, this most wanted polygamist. We'll get to the details here in a little bit. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them, so when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we told you that Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting in a week. So this coming Thursday, or next Thursday, whatever you want to call it, always confuses me. Is it next Thursday, or is it this Thursday? Is this Thursday right now, because it's Thursday right now when we're doing the show?
I think that different people view it differently. I think that they could, you know, I think the next Thursday is the next Thursday.
Yeah.
But people will often say next Thursday as the Thursday after this Thursday.
Right.
So I think that this Thursday and next Thursday are the same Thursday. However,
depending on who you talk to.
The Thursday after next. I think you should drop saying next Thursday and say this Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then when you refer to the, you know, what some people call next Thursday, you should say the Thursday after next
Thursday,
or the Thursday after this Thursday. You can say that.
Yeah. Or just say the day of the week or which actual day. So the 24th of this month is when it all kicks off. And you want to be at the Pork Fest.
24th, a mere week from today.
Yes. And you want to be there not only because of all the fun that you'll be having across the board, but also because of special events like the Chartarum preview. At Pork Fest, you get a special sneak preview of Chartarum, a John Shaw motion picture. That's John Shaw from the Free Talk Live BBS. You may know him as the moderator there. And it's brought to you by Think Twice Productions. And you can get your copy of the Porkfest only limited edition of the original soundtrack and the Porkfest commemorative beer mug.
That soundtrack has tracks by liberty activists Hannah Hoffman, Nothing Project, and Scottish gangster rap epic featuring Touchmaster J and User Mac Fridley.
I have to say I'm excited about the mug. I'm excited because I still have my Porkfest mugs from 2 years ago.
They're nice.
And there was no Porkfest mug for 2009. So if you didn't get a Porkfest mug 2 years ago, you can get the 2010 mug. And it's going to be completely different, by the way. I've seen the artwork for it. And it's very Chartarum. It's very scary. Because Chartarum is a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Liberty horror movie.
It's kind of a funny horror movie, though. Is this supposed to be funny? I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say if it is or not. But
that's my understanding.
Yes, it's...
I've heard lots about it.
Oh, good, good. All right, so we'll get to see a little bit at Porkfest. Porkfest2010.com. Go and get yourself registered. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. USA Today reporting in Phoenix. Arizona criminal charges against Warren Jeffs were dismissed on Wednesday by Mojave. This is last Wednesday. By Mojave County prosecutors and a defense attorney said
the last Wednesday yesterday? Oh, the Wednesday before last.
Right, right, yeah. So,
see, this is how it goes.
In this, so according to the story here, the defense attorney said the polygamous sect leader's Utah rape conviction is under review because of possible false statements by the government's key witness. In a Superior Court filing, Mojave County attorney Matt Smith moved to drop two indictments for rape as an accomplice because victims no longer wish to pursue the case, in part because Jeffs has served more time in jail pending trial than he would have gotten had he been convicted. So he sat in a jail cell as they waited to actually get around to doing the trial. And so they basically said, on one hand, well, the witnesses don't want to pursue it, or the victims, rather, don't want to pursue it. And secondly, well, even if we gave him the maximum sentence, he'd have been in jail already. He's done.
Right.
He's out.
This is a broken judicial system. When you have people sitting in jail for a year, 2 years, how long has it been for this guy? 3 years?
It's been
a while.
It's been a while.
It is an incredible amount of time. For what? You know,
apparently nothing.
He hasn't been convicted. He's innocent.
Yeah.
Now, will this guy be a flight risk? I would imagine. I don't know. It seems like he would. I couldn't tell you.
I think they caught him on the run, didn't they?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Smith.
But that doesn't change the fact that justice is supposed to be
swift.
It's supposed to be speedy, and it's nowhere near that.
Will he be given some sort of compensation for all the time that he spent in jail?
I hope not.
Smith also, well, why not? If he's not been found guilty, doesn't he deserve some compensation for sitting and rotting in a jail cell?
You know, I'm not saying the government did the right thing here, but I don't feel this particular cult and this particular guy just make my skin crawl. Sorry.
Well, that doesn't justify locking up a man who has
never been
convicted.
No, it doesn't. But it doesn't justify giving my money to this guy either.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, because it would be taxpayer dollars. It'd be nice if it came out of the county attorney's pocket. Matt Smith here, the guy that was, or whoever it is that the prosecutors were, it'd be nice if they had to pay when they make a mistake like this. Jeffs is considered the leader of the and prophet of the Fundamental Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
These girls, the reason that they're not testifying isn't because they're all better with it. They've been pressured by their community not to do so. So, you know, this is a very dirty case all around.
Smith also noted the state of Texas, which has filed more serious rape charges against Jeffs, is seeking to extradite him for trial. So it may not be over for this guy. Sect with the outposts, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has outposts on the Colorado-Utah border in Texas. He was accused in Arizona, of overseeing the arranged marriage of a minor girl to an adult male, resulting in statutory rape. He previously was convicted of similar charges in Utah and received sentences of 5 years to life in prison. His defense lawyer says he believes Arizona prosecutors dismissed charges because Elisa Wall of Colorado City, the chief accuser, allegedly made false statements. Wall, who was 14 when Jeffs directed and performed her wedding ceremony, is considered the victim and chief witness. Picaretta said the midwife, or a midwife, who testified in Utah that and who was scheduled to be a witness in the Arizona case, admitted recreating and backdating records of Wall's miscarriage after the marriage. According to Picaretta, Wall misrepresented those events in interviews and during the first trial in Utah. Wall, an author of an autobiographical book titled Stolen Innocence, could not immediately be reached for comment.
I've read a bit of this book before.
Picaretta speculated that Mojave County prosecutors were forced to drop the Arizona charges because of credibility issues involving their prime witness. So she was making stuff up, basically, to go after this guy. I mean, maybe he really is a bad guy, and I certainly don't agree with her.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a terrible practice. These people with their, you know, their backwards religion, forcing little girls, pressuring little girls and making it and kicking young men out of their community. I mean, it's just disgusting, this whole religion.
It's weird. It's none of my business, though.
It's none of my business. I'm not going to claim that it is. However, don't expect me to condone it. I mean, if it's your, if you've got some community that participates in what I call abhorrent behavior, I'm not going to be the first to run to your grade.
Would you sell to them? I mean, if you were in the town in which, let's say that you were living in,
I'd have to know them better. You know, I mean, I don't have a what I just sort of have a sort of cursory view of what's going on. If what I believed about their community is true, that it's difficult for young women to leave and that kind of thing. That you know that they, I might very well not deal with them. I don't know.
We differ over the reasons he said. This is the defense attorney referring to Smith's dismissal notion, but we accept the surrender. The FLDS Church, not affiliated with the mainstream Mormon religion, teaches that plural marriage is a sacred obligation and a First Amendment right. The Mormon Church long ago renounced polygamy.
I would agree that it is your right if you wish to marry more than one person, but... you know, the way these people go about it, it's weird and disgusting.
Jeffs initially faced 5 indictments in Arizona, all stemming from arranged marriages involving minor girls. Several counts were dropped because witnesses failed to cooperate. The final 2 indictments were dismissed on Wednesday. They took 5 strikes at him with a bat and missed each time, said his attorney. Said Jeff's conviction in Utah is under appeal to the state Supreme Court. In the meantime, he said the attorney general's office has agreed to a hearing in Superior Court to review allegations of false testimony by Wall leading to the conviction. Picaretta said he believes Jeff will be returned to jail in Utah for those proceedings and added that defense lawyers will vehemently oppose the extradition proceedings filed by Texas based on allegations of misconduct and raids conducted by Rangers during the FLDS raids in that state. As you may recall, the government people in the state of Texas came into the FLDS compound, and as bad as you might think that they are, as despicable as you believe their behavior to be and their belief systems to be, what the Texas government people did to those folks was far worse, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't care what about their community and how weird it is, and it absolutely is, doesn't mean that it's okay to go in there and steal those people's kids. It was awful. Yeah.
Hundreds, 400 plus children.
I can't tell you what it would be like if somebody decided, they only kept them for the course of a few weeks. Is that about right?
No, they did, but
if somebody came and stole Jack from me, and you know, I didn't know how long they were going to keep them and what they were going to do. And in the past, they've charged. You know, they've certainly the legal system has gone after these. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if somebody came and tried to take Jack away from me. I really don't know what I would do. By I don't know what I would do, I mean I would likely do something terribly desperate.
You might regret later on.
Or somebody else might regret.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
And these folks didn't do that. They stayed calm and they stayed peaceful and, you know, they didn't do anything like that. They ended up getting their kids back and the charges were dropped.
It's because the state believes they own your children. They can come in and take your children away from you anytime they want as long as they feel like they've got enough suspicion of something going wrong.
And the fact is, until you're ready to leave people like the FLDS folks alone to their own lives, you'll never have freedom for yourself. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than $1 a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.